It's time for Mind Your Business on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network to present the weekly business radio show produced by the award-winning marketing firm Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, sharing business and marketing strategies to make you and your business successful. Now, here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis.
You know, every week I'm excited about the incredible guests that we have on the show. Tonight I'm really excited about the show. But that's not a slight to everyone else. It's just, hey, you'll find out soon why. It's because of the relationship and the topic. Well, yes, welcome to another edition of Mind Your Business right here on the Voice of New York, 710 WOR, and around the world on the powerful iHeartRadio Network. Yes, yes, yes. Once again, we're number three in the Nielsen ratings, the top 10 in AM radio Nielsen, right? In New York, how cool is that? How impressive is that? That's because every single week we provide incredible content and the people come back. You come back and back and back. And we want that. We want to honor our commitment to make sure that we provide incredible content, and the Nielsen ratings are that testament. Yes, and as our listeners know, we cover such a wide range of topics on this show, and we've had so many incredible guests. Stephen Sadoff, the former CEO of Saks Fifth Avenue, John Sculley, the former CEO of Apple, and Dick Schulz, the founder and chairman emeritus of Best Buy, and so many other guests. By the way, on our YouTube channel, you can access over 300 videos that share great business. People call me all the time. Hi, I'd like to know about marketing. This, I'm like, go to the YouTube channel. It's there. There's tremendous advice and insight. I got to get to my guest. But before I do, I got to thank the team here. He teaches about saying thank you. I don't know if we're going to get to that tonight because he has so much to cover. But a special thank you and shout out to the great team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG. In particular, Sruli, Michal Anachi. And a thank you to the team out at 710 WOR. And Zeb Brenner, the veteran radio personality who precedes me here on 710. Thank you for the shout out. Shout out back. And a special thank you to all those who stopped me anywhere and everywhere, giving me feedback about the show. And of course, we are syndicated on so many channels, Spotify, the Jewish Home article, of course, our popular Business Class channel. But we got to get to our guest. What is tonight's show about? We're featuring Gerald Benjamin, the CEO of the Profit Gold Group. And what's the topic? Energize and empower your team. What a critical subject. How does one energize and empower their team? And you know what? It sounds to some people, they're going to say, they throw up their hands. It's complicated. It is. But there is a process to it. There is a way. There's an art and a science to it. Gerald Benjamin founded nearly 20 years ago, I guess the big anniversary coming up next year, founded in 2004, Gerald Benjamin founded Profit Gold Group. He's a serial entrepreneur, founded 9 businesses over the last 20 years, consults with companies worldwide in over 50 industries. Gerald has the knowledge, experience, to talk about the subject of how does a company energize and empower their team. Without further ado, Gerald Benjamin, welcome back to Mind Your Business.
Thanks for having me. You know I love being back here with you. So absolute pleasure. Thank you again.
Amazing. Okay. So, it's not such a simple topic, energizing and empower your team. Now, I understand you have it broken down to 4 points. Now, it's interesting. When I interviewed John Sculley years ago here on the show, he shared a point. He said, simplification is the ultimate, I think, form of sophistication, something like that. So here you're taking this very big, heavy topic, energize and empower your team, and you're saying you have it down to 4 points. I'm going to challenge you, Gerald. You have it down. You know, it's not that simple. You know that, right? You've run businesses. You've been consulting with businesses worldwide in 50 industries. It's not that simple. So I'm going to challenge you. You say you have it into 4 points. Go for it, my friend. Go for it.
Well, you know, the 4 points make sense when people understand the why. A lot of times when in small businesses, they kind of bypassed. Why do I need to empower the team? You know, everybody should know what we're doing. And so they think that they're getting a team that can motivate themselves, get moving, and just remain energized on every objective that they have to accomplish. That's not the case. And so when I say you need to energize and empower your team, that's why you see a lot of people with questions. It's complicated. How do I accomplish it? And that's why we worked so hard over the years to bring it down to 4 points.
Okay. So we have the 4 points. Perhaps you could share the 4 points and then we dive in. Let's say we give each point, you know, 7-8 minutes. And so like this, we could really break it out and explain it in a way that people could then in their own business implement it to be successful.
Sounds good. So what we need to do is the 4 points are this: mastering and resetting the overall vision. That's point one. Point number two is mastering the articulation of the action steps needed to achieve it.
Okay.
Which actually rolls right into point three, which is establishing relevant accountability as it's being executed. And then number four is to develop reporting systems that will empower while also reporting on the activity and the action steps being taken.
Now, when we get to three and four, naturally, I'm going to ask, or hopefully you'll address, you know, in some industries, that's not so simple. You know, if we're talking about a brick and mortar operation, you want to know how many sales took place, or it's something that it's an online store and how many transactions came through. You can track that. But let's say in a professional company, in a law firm, an accounting firm, a marketing agency, where there's a lot of creativity involved. So I don't want to get sidetracked. We're going to go in order. But when we get to accountability, we would love to hear your advice on that, how you make that happen.
Okay. Well, that's the first step. You know, that really a lot of companies, and you're right, I work with companies all over the world, they forget that you have to reset the vision. That it's a constant thing. It's literally like telling your loved ones, I love you once, and hoping they'll remember for the rest of their lives. Not going to happen. Right. You have to reset that. You have to keep repeating that. And so the first step to empowering a team is really creating almost a repetitive mantra out of, what is the vision? What are we trying to accomplish? Now, I'm gonna add this point. So if I start going too long, you just have to shut me down here.
All good.
But having a vision that is just based on revenue, we need to make this much, is not a vision. Because that only really matters to the executives. Everybody else, they're getting paid what they're getting paid. Sure, they may get a bump, or they may get a bonus, or they may get something like that. But essentially, no matter how much the company makes, they're going to get paid what they're getting paid. So that's not empowering or motivating or energizing. A vision is something that when you state it, the people who work with you can not only see it and understand it, but they can see themselves in it. And because they can see themselves in it, they now can evaluate the vision, approve of what they're hearing or seeing, and from that point, become energized to follow your leadership. That's really the key to resetting the vision. Are you saying it in a way where they are invited to embrace it because they see themselves in it? That's the key to energizing and really empowering a team. There has to be something in there tangible that they can grab their arms around, and it's not just dollars and cents.
Now, is there any particular time for amount of time or frequency? That's the word I'm looking for. Any suggestions on the frequency that the overall vision has to be reintroduced and recommunicated to the team?
You know, I always would say, if someone's looking for a metric, I'm going to say it this way, but I'm going to add a caveat to it. It should always be repeated at least weekly. But as the owner or as the executive of your company, find more creative ways to say it.
Okay.
So it's not just a formality that we say every Wednesday in the sales meeting at 10 a.m. But really try to incorporate it into the conversations whenever you are doing check-ins with your team. You know, how is this objective moving us towards the overall vision that we have agreed upon together is going to be in the best interest? So use that creativity in your that which is where you became an entrepreneur from in the first place, to find more interesting ways to introduce it to your team throughout the week.
It's a great point, right? It's if it's just the same way week in and week out, it can get just a little boring, I guess. It needs to be introduced. Okay. Any other points? Again, tonight's show is all about energizing and empowering your team. And Gerald has identified point number one is resetting the overall vision, making sure that everyone on the team is clear about the direction of the company, and not just from a financial point. It's not just just dollars and cents and a transactional type of approach. No, it's the why. Any other points on this, Gerald?
Yeah, there is another point to that, and because I'm sure a lot of people listening going, okay, I can do that. I pretty much know the vision, and I think I know where everybody wants what everyone wants to hear. But I'm going to add a little point to that. A vision that really has some legs to empower and motivate has room for those who are listening and participating to add their uniqueness. So a vision that incorporates other people must have room to add, to allow those others who are participating in it coming to fruition to participate and add their unique skill. Their unique genius is what I like to call it, to the equation, because now they feel like they're bought in. Otherwise, if you don't do that, and I'll just say this point, if you don't do that, you're going to find yourself constantly trying to resell the vision. But if you can make it where they can participate in it, now you don't have to resell it. They'll be advocates for it because they're part of building something great.
Oh, doesn't every business dream about this? Making sure that everyone's on board and everyone gets it. We're speaking with Gerald Benjamin, CEO of the Profit Gold Group. Tonight's show is titled Energize and Empower Your Team. Gerald, how could people find out more about the amazing work that you provide for businesses worldwide?
The easiest thing to do is to go online. They can use a smartphone. They can use their PC. Just go to profitgoldgroup.com. And in fact, because we have the privilege of speaking with you today, we're offering complimentary consultations to those who visit the site and who may have questions and may just want a little bit of clarity on some of this stuff. Well, it doesn't always have to cost you. So it's complimentary. Just go to our website, send us a contact us. The form's there. It's very easy to find. We'll reach out to you. We'll give you as much time as necessary to help put you in the right direction.
That is very kind. That is very kind.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll be right back after this commercial break. Stay tuned.
Living a purpose-driven life is the theme of this year's Pinnacle Conference, June 11th to 13th in Toronto. To learn more, go to covenantgroup.com. The program is designed for industry leaders, entrepreneurs, who want to become better business people and better people in business. There are five key areas: self and health, family, relationships, work, and community that will be addressed. Each of these is central to living a purpose-driven life. To learn more, go to covenantgroup.com.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Ian Sexapoulos right here on 710 WOR, the voice of New York. And tonight's show featuring a good and dear friend and someone who has the experience and talent to speak about the critical subject, energize and empower your team. What a critical subject. What an important subject for any business, right? The success of a team, the success of a company is its team. There you go. The success of a company is its team. Are they motivated? Are they energized? How does one go about that? And Gerald is sharing. Normally he charges big bucks. He deserves it for what he charges for this. And he's sharing it with us on 710 WOR. Gerald, thank you. That's very kind.
Oh, goodness. Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure being here. Always a pleasure to see you.
Thank you. Thank you. So Gerald pointed out that there are four, I'm holding up my hand with five, four, there we go, four, hello, four key points. Resetting the overall vision, articulation of the action steps needed to achieve it, number three, establishing relevant accountability, and number four, create reporting systems on activity. In the first portion of tonight's show, we discuss point one, resetting the overall vision. Now we move on to, this is complicated, articulation of the action steps needed to achieve it. Gerald, could you please explain that and even give some pointers that people could then actually take this back? That's one of the success points of the show, is that people could listen. It's not just, you know, words pie in the sky. It's tachlis. It's real takeaways that people could then implement and be successful in their business. So we're up to point number two.
Yeah, absolutely. Because the first set, the first point of the vision really needs to be broken down. The first thing to remember as a business owner and executive who's trying to get your team motivated, you have to realize that, and you can look this up, 85% of the population cannot visualize. So with that reality, you have to realize only 15% of your team really can understand, take a vision and know what needs to happen next. The other 85% are going to need some direction, even if they see themselves in the vision. And then, again, with small businesses, that's something that we always forget. We feel like, okay, everybody understands it. Right. Great. You know your part. You know your title. Go. Yeah. And then we're frustrated when they don't go, or they don't go in the direction by which we would expect them to. Well, that's because we didn't articulate the steps. Now, it doesn't mean we need to micromanage. So I want to put that out first. You don't need to necessarily give them step one to step 100. But most people would love steps one through five, so they can at least start moving with the cadence and in the direction of what it would take to fulfill their part in your vision. Because remember, we've articulated it in a way now where they see themselves. And even though they see themselves in the vision, that doesn't mean they necessarily know which foot to put in front of the other.
Right.
So the first thing we do as leaders when we're trying to empower our team is we say, okay, well, here are the first things that I like to use this term. My definition of excellence as we move towards this vision is.
Mm-hmm.
And we define the excellence as it relates to their role.
Right.
Now, what you've done is you've not only given them steps to take, mm-hmm. practical steps, but you've also, like I said earlier, you've also created the space now for their own genius and creativity. Because what you've said is, all right, everyone has a vision. My definition of excellence in that particular aspect looks like this. Boom, off they go. And they feel like they can own it because now you've given me a direction. You've told me what excellence means as it relates to what I do. Now I can start moving in that direction, owning what's happening. And now I don't need you to restart my fire on this particular aspect of practical, tactical steps moving from one point to the next.
Now, it's you broke it down, but maybe you could still hold on to it because, again, articulation of the action steps needed to achieve it. A great stat that you shared, again, 85%, right? 85% of people cannot visualize. Therefore, what are some suggestions that you have that a senior management executives can give over information in a way that the team truly understands it? And maybe you could even explain, like, what happens if, like, or maybe what, maybe warning signs is the right word, or what insight can an executive have that they'll even be more mindful and realize that they haven't given it over correctly?
Love that question. Well, you know, the first strategy of breaking things down in articulation, it, where you're still empowering the person, is what we call chunking. Now, I'm sure there's better words, but I'm going to just use the chunking because that's how we use it internally.
Okay.
So we're really setting a vision of excellence. We say excellence looks like this as it relates to the role that you're playing. Mm-hmm. And then we start chunking little sections of what it would take to accomplish it. Now, in order to achieve that, here is checkpoint one, you know, or here's waypoint one. You know, I love aviation, so I use that a lot. Mm-hmm. But here's waypoint one, you know, so we have to make sure that we get this part accomplished. And then waypoint two means that this particular aspect has been accomplished. And waypoint three, now the key is, don't give me 42 waypoints, okay? If at all possible, keep the waypoints 3 to 5. 3 to 5 checkpoints or waypoints, however you want to term it, where, okay, this part, then this part, then this part, excellence achieved. Because when you can establish a waypoint like that, now to answer your other question, how do I know that they're on course? You now can go to that checkpoint and you'll know, if did they reach it? Can we set a time by which they would reach that waypoint? Something that's a reference that the two of you can agree on without saying micromanage, pick up your pen or pick up your pencil, write on this piece of paper. That's not what they need. What they need to know is, as I'm going along this journey of excellence, let's check in with each other here. And then let's check in with each other here. Now, in between those waypoints, speaking to the employee, they can say, you have the freedom to use your creativity and to use your own genius. But I would like to, by the end of the week, to check in here, because if you're going along to the vision, you should be at this point in time. Okay. And that will create dialogue where, if it's not clear, the employee will start asking, or the person being empowered will ask for clarity and realize that the more questions they ask, the better.
Yeah.
Because they're using that as fuel to empower their action steps moving forward.
This is great. Makes a lot of sense. Here's another delicate question that I could feel comfortable asking someone like yourself, because you've overseen teams and, you know, from the businesses that you've built and run to the, you know, the many businesses that you could consult with on a regular basis. Are there any tips that you could recommend to encourage? Because we know there are some people that are more reserved in nature, and let's say they, senior management gave over the pointers. They articulated the action that's needed. But a particular employee, we'll call employee A, didn't really get it. But they feel uncomfortable, like, oh, if I'm going to bring it up, they might think I'm stupid. And therefore, they hesitate. But meanwhile, that doesn't end well, right? Because then if they don't have it clear, it's going to be a lot of wasted time, and they're not going to produce the desired result. What recommendation do you have for companies in order to make sure that there's an environment that people are comfortable speaking up if they didn't really get the vision?
Boy, that is a good one. And I do get asked that a lot. And my response is very similar to what you had said, using the word environment. where I will say to them, you must master creating the environment for the success you seek. And so if you want to achieve a certain level of success, you have got to create an environment where dialogue can happen. The best way to do that is to hide it in plain sight. And what I mean by that is when you're setting the vision and when you go into the articulation of the steps, it is okay to say, I understand that some of you may not fully grasp what we're trying to accomplish here. And I want you to know that that's okay. See, because with adults, you can hide that in plain sight. If you feel that your team is not going to immediately be able to grasp and run with what you're saying, which is most of the time, then open with that concern and allay that fear before it can even have a chance to begin to fester. Make yourself available. I'm going to make sure that it's no party foul to not fully understand. The only thing I'm going to ask you to do is ask as many questions as necessary until you feel you have achieved a comfortable level of understanding. It's really that simple, because it takes all the ego out. It takes all of the reticence to talk out, because you've created an environment where you've actually encouraged it. And that's how we move forward with that objective.
That is great. That is great. That it's clear. Ask questions. Don't be afraid. And as long as that's stated from the outset, they'll feel comfortable. And therefore, that will eliminate a lot of frustration that the people may have, like, I don't know if I can do it. And then they do it the wrong way. I'm like, why didn't you speak up? Why didn't you just speak up?
Yes. And that has to come from the top. As long as the top is saying it at the outset, you've given permission.
We're speaking with Gerald Benjamin, the CEO of the Profit Gold Group. And tonight's show is all about energizing and empowering your team. What a critical subject for any business, because a business is only as good as its team. Gerald, how could people find out more information about your amazing firm, Profit Gold Group?
Well, they can go straight to our website, which is profitgoldgroup.com. There's a history of us there. There's also all kinds of little pointers that you can find on the site. But most importantly, there's also an area where you can just fill out a questionnaire or ask us to speak with you about it. And I want to make sure that everyone listening takes advantage of that, because we really love the idea of just having a complimentary consultation with people who sincerely want to move forward in their business. So that's where you find us, profitgoldgroup.com. And we'll be more than happy to address whatever you want to ask.
Amazing. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Paraflight, luxurious and private, our network of jets and helicopters provide stress-free corporate flights for discerning business owners and executives. Experience the Paraflight difference as we fly you from anywhere to anywhere, anytime. Call 844-538-1911. Jet and helicopter charters, 24/6 dispatch center, domestic and international, urgent flights, concierge service, ground transportation, gourmet kosher catering. Paraflight, we focus on your flights, you focus on your business. Call Sim Shane and the Paraflight team toll free at 844-538-1911. Paraflight, 844-538-1911. Experience the Paraflight difference, 844-538-1911.
Living a purpose-driven life is the theme of this year's Pinnacle Conference, June 11th to 13th in Toronto. To learn more, go to covenantgroup.com. The program is designed for industry leaders, entrepreneurs who want to become better business people and better people in business. There are five key areas: self and health, family, relationships, work, and community. That will be addressed. Each of these is central to living a purpose-driven life. To learn more, go to covenantgroup.com.
This is Richard Solomon. If you're having a corporate event or a seminar or workshop and you're looking for a public speaker that's just a little bit different, why don't you give me a try? 516-371-4924. I'm a radio host. I'm a lawyer. I'm an author. I've been a lecturer. I've got a lot of really great war stories. And if you want to learn more, go to thesolomonchannel.com and you'll see all the great videos and everything that we've done over the years. We've done a lot of great stuff, including cash flow dynamics, things about small business, dealing with regulation, and surviving the challenges in this very tough and competitive business environment. 516-371-4924. 516-371-4924.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Isaac Zaptas right here on 710 WOR. And tonight's show titled Energize and Empower Your Team. What an important subject. And by the way, when a company is doing that really, really well. And in fact, you know what? I'm going to even turn to my guest on this one, even though we're in the middle again. Tonight's show, Energize and Empower Your Team. We're featuring Gerald Benjamin of the Profit Goal Group, and he lists four key points that are critical to keep an eye on, to manage properly. And if you do that, you will energize and empower your team. But just, I'm going to ask even just a quick question before we get to number three in your on your four points, is that, is it fair to say that for leadership within a company, when they're doing this correctly, they'll be, you know, they may even energize themselves. You know, sometimes there's like burnout factor. But if they're doing it right, this would eliminate the burnout factor. Is that fair to say?
You know, actually, it is very fair to say. It will virtually eliminate it because now, especially for executives, we've all heard the term, it's lonely at the top. And it can be, but usually a lot of that is self-induced. We've closed off the team to their creativity and their ability to contribute to the innovation that is required as the company grows. We've allowed them to play their part, and thus the company may grow to a certain extent. But you want to really eliminate that burnout, allow opportunities for your team to become part of the process. And that is how we get rid of that burnout, because I got to tell you, I deal with that almost as much as I deal with the subjects we're talking about now.
Wow. Wow. Now, again, the four points, as was discussed, as was addressed, we covered two out of the four so far in the previous segments. The four points are resetting the overall vision. That's one. Number two is articulation of the action steps needed to achieve it. Number three, establishing relevant accountability. And number four, create reporting systems on activity. So now we get to number three, and it's Gerald. Here's the good stuff. And yeah. If there's someone that can cover it, it's you. And I'm going to, before you jump in with your answer, I want to also just ask you, please, to even address it from the framework of a B2B company, not something where it's like, I don't want to say it's simple, but still, if you're talking about an online store, you could see right away how many clicks came from Google Smart and through Facebook ads, et cetera. Here you're talking about, for example, a B2B operation where I don't say there's intangibles, but how in the world are you able to establish relevant accountability? So it's a tough one. Gerald, it's all yours.
Well, you know, and you framed it really well, because the word relevant is the key word in that sentence. See, relevant accountability it makes it where the accountability is based on the vision that everyone has participated in. Like you mentioned a great example. Oh, well, if it's an online store, we can see by clicks and all those types of things. That's accountability, but it's not relevant to the vision by which you have everyone bought in on. See, because if you think about that vision, we've created a vision they can see themselves in, which means that they can see themselves in and they can be a part of that coming to fruition. Just simple, how many clicks, that means something to one sector of this business. Not everyone. So when you establish relevant accountability, here's the key that I always try to get business owners to do. Let the person that you're speaking to be a part of establishing what that accountability is. Ask them, once you've established the vision, ask them for their part in it, what they believe those checkpoints or those waypoints should be. Once they speak to you about that, now you're establishing accountability. What do you believe I should see by waypoint one or checkpoint one? What do you believe I should see by checkpoint two and so on? Because what you're actually doing, and this is the psychological spin to establishing relevant accountability, you're now putting them in the position where they will own the outcomes. And they'll own those outcomes because they said it. Because they established what you can expect to see at checkpoint one, checkpoint two, checkpoint three, and so on. And when they're able to say, I believe based on your vision that you can expect to see this at checkpoint one, and you can expect to see checkpoint one on this date and time, you have now given them the most empowering incentive to achieve it, which is their own words. And that is really the mastery of a leader, because now you're not trying to sell every step, but you're allowing them to take it apart, establish the accountability checkpoints, and then give you timelines by which you can anticipate achieving it. You've given them the highest motivator, which is their own word.
Now, Gerald, I love what you said, but I'm about to challenge you, okay? I know you love a good challenge.
Please do.
Okay. Let's say the leadership, the executive team at a company are very clear about the relevant accountability. But based on what you said, let's say there's going to be a conversation with employee A, okay? And I love the way you framed it and the way you said it. And it's true. Involve them in the decision, because once they're involved, they have ownership in it, and they'll be more empowered and energized to actually produce it. Here's a delicate question. Let's say you're dealing with employee A and he's just, you know, I won't say lazy. He just has less of a drive. If you're going to let him be involved in making that decision, he'll say, project A, I need 2 months to do it. But management knows they can't even be profitable if you give them 2 months to do it. And it really could be done in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. But employee A is like, I need 2 months. And they, kind of will. So how do you allow them to be part of the decision when you kind of know going in that person is, has a low drive, and they're just going to say an amount of time that's needed that's unrealistic, and a company can't even survive on that type of productivity?
I love it. And that's a very good question. And I get asked that quite a bit. And this is how I always respond. Remember, we're allowing them to participate in the checkpoints, not the vision itself. The vision was set. This is the vision, and this is what we need to achieve.
That's great.
Now, I'll let you be a part of the checkpoints by which we can walk along to see it. But if there's a timeline, that's part of the vision. So if something needs to be done in 2 weeks, part of my vision is in 2 weeks, this is it. This is the end result. Now, you can set a 3-day checkpoint, a 5-day checkpoint, a 7-day checkpoint. You can even set a 13-day checkpoint. But by day 14, the vision is complete. So that's how we do it. And I'll say this point, because I think you brought up so many relevant things. But as a consulting firm, what I always tell our clients is I'm here to establish one of two things. I'm going to establish systems no matter what, systems of accountability to move your company forward. That's my primary objective. But it is going to reveal one of two things: those who are with you and those who are not. Mm-hmm. And what you're learning or we're speaking about tonight is one of the systems that we deploy to find that out. We always say you got to flush that bird out Well, the way that we flush that out is we say, okay, here's the vision. Here are the checkpoints. If that person, and we don't want to use the word lazy or whatever, let's just say not motivated, then maybe there's a deeper question that needs to be considered. Are they in the right role for where your vision is taking you? And that's a deeper discussion, a discussion that I will say we have all the time.
That's a great point. So there are two ways that you answer the question. One is that the overall vision is set from the outset. It's there evolved in the touch points and the checkpoints along the way, number one. Number two is sometimes it reveals maybe they're not in the right position, or sometimes they may not be part of the right team. And, you know, life moves on. You know, there's plenty of opportunity out there. And if someone feels that they have some type of frustration, maybe it is time to move on. You know, it's not it need to have that conversation.
Wow. Yeah, we have a phrase for that. We say sometimes it's necessary to find your future somewhere else. and that's okay. I mean, and we're not, and that's never a fun part.
Right.
We need to reveal that. And these types of empowering strategies, the systems reveal it for you.
Right.
I don't have to go with my gut. We just ran with it. We let the system flush it out. And that's what you need to do, become a master of as a leader and as an executive.
It's a great point, because also then it's devoid of emotions. It's not an emotional type of a conversation. It's like, you know, it's data. It's data. Wow. Tonight's show, Energize and Empower Your Team. That's the title. And we're speaking with Gerald Benjamin, CEO of the Profit Gold Group. Gerald, how can people find out more about your amazing services for companies worldwide?
Easiest thing to do, go online. Just go to profitgoldgroup.com. You'll find tips about us. You'll find out history about us a little bit there. But most importantly, you'll find avenues to reach us, which is the contact us form, where you can just simply say, you know, this is who I am. I'd love to have a conversation. You can actually go straight to our calendar from our website, and you can book a time that's most convenient for you.
Nice. Thank you.
And then we'll go ahead and we'll meet with you. We'll have that conversation and move things along in the direction that you know is possible.
Amazing. Gerald Benjamin, we're going to be right back after this commercial break. Stay tuned.
Living a purpose-driven life is the theme of this year's Pinnacle Conference, June 11th to 13th in Toronto. To learn more, go to covenantgroup.com. The program is designed for industry leaders, entrepreneurs who want to become better business people and better people in business. There are five key areas: self and health, family, relationships, work, and community that will be addressed. Each of these is central to living a purpose-driven life. To learn more, go to covenantgroup.com.
Paraflight, luxurious and private, our network of jets and helicopters provide stress-free corporate flights for discerning business owners and executives. Experience the Paraflight difference as we fly you from anywhere to anywhere, anytime. Call 844-538-1911. Jet and Helicopter Charters, 24/6 Dispatch Center, domestic and international, urgent flights, concierge service, ground transportation, gourmet kosher catering. Paraflight. We focus on your flights. You focus on your business. Call Sim Shane and the Paraflight team toll-free at 844-538-1911. Paraflight, 844-538-1911. Experience the Paraflight difference, 844-538-1911.
Powerful people, famous names, impactful content.
Leaders who are able to engage their teams more effectively, who are demonstrating a level of understanding and empathy. It doesn't mean we're not going to hold people accountable. We have to hold people accountable for results. And at the same time, there's a great quote, which is, I don't care what you know until I know that you care.
The clip you just heard is from the CEO of Dale Carnegie, Joe Hart. For more fantastic business advice, follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips.
And And we're back. Mind your business with Isaac Saftless here on 710 WOR, the voice of New York. Here, the home stretch. The ninth inning? All right, maybe. Gerald, are you a Houston Astros fan?
You know what? I'm actually not. but I'm a baseball fan, so you can still speak freely.
Okay.
So I was born and raised in Chicago, so, okay, some things are still ingrained in me.
Is it the Cubs or the White Sox?
It's at North Side. I'm a Cubs fan.
Oh, man. Well, a lot of listeners here are either the Yankees or the Mets, so we'll...
Yes. I hope I didn't lose him by saying I was a Cubs fan.
And he is from Houston. That's why I brought that up. But the topic, let's get back to the subject matter, because it's a very important one, and we only have around 10 minutes left of the show. Tonight's subject, energize and empower your team. And it's all about how does a company maintain the vision, a vision of excellence, and make sure that the team is empowered to actually go out and execute the vision for why the whole company exists in the first place. And again, as Gerald pointed out, a company doesn't exist solely, officially, to make money. It exists to service, to solve a pain point in the marketplace. And through that, of course, they generate revenue, obviously. But the point of tonight's show is that without motivating and energizing and empowering a great team, you can't expect a team to then go out and serve their clients in a great way. And that's why we have Gerald on, and he identified 4 points for empowering and energizing a team. Number one, resetting the overall vision. Number two, articulation of the action steps needed to achieve it. Number three, establishing relevant accountability. And number four, the first three were addressed in the previous portions of tonight's show. Number four, create reporting systems on activity. Now, let's see, we have 5 words. Create reporting systems on activity. Sounds rather simple. Gerald, it's not so simple. How does a company do that?
You're right. It's not simple, but it's not simple for reasons that are usually self-induced by the owners of the company.
Okay.
Because the worst thing is to set expectations and then not give your team room to do it. And we talked about establishing checkpoints or waypoints, as I like to call it, from aviation. But when it comes to creating reporting systems on activity, the tendency that I'm going to say to avoid, then I'll give the answer, is to start to look at all of the tactical steps being deployed by that person to get to that checkpoint and that waypoint. You have to avoid the tendency or the temptation to do that. And the way we do it is by establishing or creating reporting systems that are focused on those checkpoints only. So I'm going to role play this and say, okay, now you've talked with key people on your team. Those key people understand the vision. You've had the conversation about the checkpoints or the waypoints, when you're going to see certain activity to hit the overall vision. During those conversations, you let the person know, I will be inspecting A, B, and C at that checkpoint. See, because what I'm doing is I'm creating a system where I can check on the activity. But let's just say the person says, okay, checkpoint one is a week from now. And at that checkpoint, the employee is speaking to the executive and says, you can expect to see A, B, and C. Okay, great. Well, then the way that we solidify that as an executive is we say, okay, great. Then on Friday at 3 p.m., I will be solely looking at this, this, and this. Now, at that point, you could add your a thought or two. Okay, I'm going to be concerned, so I'm going to check this point and this point as well. But what we're doing is we're creating a definitive line in what will be inspected, because you've always heard this from the Chet Holmes days and then the Ultimate Sales Machine. People respect what you inspect.
Yep.
So make it very clear what you want to inspect that gives you the certainty that they are moving in the direction of the vision. And now I'm going to say one more thing about it, though, mm-hmm. is if you are an executive or a business owner and you're doing that, don't change the goalpost during the process.
Okay.
Very important. If you're going to create a reporting system, system is the key word in that sentence, which means if there's things that you need to see that need, that will give you the certainty it's moving, you mention them during that conversation. You articulate them during that conversation so that as it's being executed over time, the goalpost isn't moving. Okay, now I want to know about this. Now I want to know about that. That is your job as a leader to be very clear on that from the outset before you engage in that conversation, because that is very disempowering to a team when they feel that the goalpost is moving.
Okay, now on this point, two questions. What advice would you suggest that the team can check in on their own for the overall vision and for what needs to be accomplished? Meaning, is it a cloud-based tool? Is it something posted on the wall? So, okay, that's one. And number two is, is there a advice on how often senior management should actually check in along the way to make sure that the plane is on course?
Well, there's two questions there, so I'll try to address it. As far as the platform that we want to use, whether it's writing it on the wall or having a CRM or some other established mm-hmm. thing, it should be whatever it is that is universally accepted.
Okay.
And I know where you're getting as far as, you know, let's just say that checkpoint one is a week out. Mm-hmm. Well, on Wednesday,
okay,
the executive team may be curious. Well, if that's the case, because of the importance of a certain objective, mm-hmm. then when you establish those checkpoints, you just simply have to let the person know, as you're progressing, put your data into the CRM or whatever platform we agreed upon. Because what we don't want to do is we don't want to disturb them and mess up their flow, but we also want to see what's happening. So if it's that type of activity where they can have the data compiled, sometimes we have activity where, you know, all of it goes into the file. So as you complete it, it goes into the file. Now, they don't know that we're checking it on Wednesday night, but it's in the file. And so that's what I would suggest in those particular instances where, you know, the checkpoint's on Friday, but you want to see how the activity is moving because of the importance of it. That's okay. But just make that instruction clear when you're having that checkpoint conversation.
So it is okay to check in and necessary even to check in along the way. Because otherwise, it could just run off the rails, and again, it could be a lot of frustration in terms of wasted time. Frustration on both sides, certainly for the company because a lot of wasted time, and even for the person working on it. I mean, it has to be disheartening for them to work on something and it's going nowhere, so to speak.
Well, and that's where communication comes in. I mean, you're making a very valid point. Checking in, but giving them the freedom to work. Now, I'm going to put a caveat in there.
Okay.
Communication throughout the process is fine. So if that person that's assigned to that task is communicating with you and back and forth, that's okay. Now, there is a level of accountability there that we don't have time to get into today because I don't want them communicating with you as to shift accountability back onto you. But that's a whole nother show.
That's true.
Which I would love to discuss with you.
That's right.
But for sure. But it is so communication in general is there. We don't want them to shift accountability. But when you do check in throughout the week, I said platform for a reason, because the executive should be going to the platform to access that information. If you are that concerned about whatever it is they're working on, then don't set weekly checkpoints. Set a midweek checkpoint. Because remember, you can create the system at the outset with whatever frequency you need, but stick to it. Don't disrupt the flow. And that's something that I'm so glad you brought it up. We have those pre-briefings, which is what we call it, with executives all the time. so we can realize you let them know you have a lane to stay in as well. You've given the instruction. So stay in your lane and that person will continue to feel empowered. If you start breaking the rules, then they're going to feel you don't trust them. And you know how much of a downward spiral that's going to create.
You know, Gerald, one of the reasons that I love speaking with you and interviewing you is that, like, you take these complicated subjects. I mean, they're not a walk in the park. It is not a piece of cake. This is critical stuff. But you have a way of just explaining it and making sense of it. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. It's a pleasure to do it. And you know, it's nice to see companies ascend from these types of ashes. Yes. That can really slow them down.
Yeah. As you've mentioned, the time flies. All right, time, right? We all know, right? The time flies when you're having fun. We had a great time. Yet shared incredible information. Tonight's show, Energize and Empower Your Team. That is the title. And we feature Gerald Benjamin, the CEO of the Profit Gold Group. Gerald, before I let you go, how could people find out more about your amazing company for, again, your company services over companies worldwide in over 50 industries? How can people find out more information so that they can benefit from you?
The best and most interactive way to reach us is to go online. Just go to our website, profitgoldgroup.com. Everything that you need is there. Resources are there. Even contact us is there, which we are giving complimentary consultations for those who listen to your show so that we can provide them the specific tailored direction they need in their business. But yeah, go there, profitgoldgroup.com. You can't miss us, and we'll be more than happy to give you everything we have to make sure you're successful.
What an incredible show. Again, the title is Energize and Empower Your Team. And in case you missed it, the podcast will be up usually by Monday morning. Michal somehow makes it happen very fast. And the YouTube will be up in a couple of weeks. If you want to be notified when the YouTube episode goes live, simply subscribe and turn on notifications on our channel. On YouTube, we're at 710 WOR Mind Your Business. On YouTube, again, 710 WOR Mind Your Business. And turn on notifications. You'll automatically be notified when this goes live. In addition, there's going to be many business class clips that are created. We're on WhatsApp. We're on Instagram. On Instagram, just follow us at Business Class Clips, and you'll automatically receive the daily clip. It's under a minute. Can you imagine these micro-learning clips? In under a minute, you get a tip, a business tip, that can help your business soar. Well, this wraps up a great edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on The Voice of New York, 710 WOR. Have a successful week.
710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network present Mind Your Business, hosted by the president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Founded in 1992, Bottom Line Marketing Group is a strategic, creative, and execution-driven marketing agency, helping businesses by clarifying and promoting their vision, mission, and purpose to support its lead generation and customer retention initiatives to gain market share in their industry. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday evening at 10 p.m. for this intriguing radio show as Yitzhak interviews Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, and marketing gurus from a wide variety of business industries. Now, Yitzhak and his guests offer their knowledge and expertise to help you be successful. Every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
Living a purpose-driven life is the theme of this year's Pinnacle Conference, June 11th to 13th in Toronto. To learn more, go to covenantgroup.com. The program is designed for industry leaders, entrepreneurs who want to become better business people and better people in business. There are five key areas: self and health, family, relationships, work, and community. That will be addressed. Each of these is central to living a purpose-driven life. To learn more, go to covenantgroup.com.